Well, we're going to stay for a moment with the cost of reconstructing Gaza, because here the Cabinet has been discussing Ireland's potential aid contribution. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane joins us. Micheál, is it known how much Ireland is likely to contribute in the short term?
Well, it was already, there was 6 million in humanitarian aid signed off on yesterday, and I think it is going to be tens of millions. There is probably somewhere in the region of 30 to 40 million available to government in the short term. So I think it is money in that order that has probably been looked at the moment. But when it comes to the longer term issue and the government possibly contributing to the reconstruction of Gaza through any EU fund, well, then that would be a much bigger figure.
Well, we turn to other political developments, because the ANPU leader Padraig Tobin has said he intends to table a no-confidence motion in Taoiseach the Simon Harris over the children's spinal surgery issue. We can listen to what he's been saying.
You know, we need to get to a situation in this country where there is direct accountability for the actions or inactions of ministers in the Dáil. And we believe, if you look at the crisis within the CHI and the crisis within the National Children's Hospital, that Simon Harris is not fit to be a minister in this government, and we are calling for his resignation.
Padraig Tobin of ANPU. Micheál, I think the government has been responding to that.
Yeah, it looks like the government are going to move very early on this. So it would be expected that if something like this was flagged on Tuesday, then the following week you would see the decks cleared and government tabling a counter-confidence motion in Simon Harris. It looks like that could happen early, maybe even some point this week, is government thinking at the moment. So government going to fight this one. And of course, what you will get then is all the government side going behind the minister and the Taoiseach, the person who is under fire, and as well as that, an expectation that the independents who support the government would do so as well. But it will bring that entire issue of those commitments made in the past about spinal surgery to the fore again.
Turning to the presidential campaign, both candidates in the studio in News Talk this morning with Pat Kenny. How did that go for them?
Well, I think the number of topics are becoming increasingly sparse in this campaign, despite the fact that it is packed with debates. There was a clash over the Special Criminal Court. Heather Humphreys saying that Catherine Connolly had hired someone who had a conviction from that court. Catherine Connolly saying that to conflate the two issues was unacceptable, although she said she does believe that the court should be abolished, and pointed to government research reports on that, which raised concerns as well. But she did say that if she were elected president, the court is part of law and she would always uphold the law. So what I think you do have is a set number of issues that are gone through in great detail, and that will continue for the days ahead as you have both debates and, of course, the candidates again now for the afternoon out campaigning.
We'll have to find some new issues. Micheál, thank you very much for that. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane at Leinster House.